producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who is a television host. That's right, his name is Motorman, and he's going to be with us for the entire hour. We're going to be talking about some of his latest adventures. He's been driving all kinds of cool cars. He's the only person that I know that has driven the new flagship Cadillac, the CT6. We can't wait to hear about that. He also was down in the Florida Keys checking out the new Buick convertible. If you were with us in the previous hour of the broadcast, We touched on that a little bit, and speaking of that, we had a trivia question out there about the previous Buick convertible before this new one, and doesn't seem that long ago to me, but it was back in the late 80s, the Buick Riata, and we want to congratulate Mike Wallace, Motor Mike Wallace himself, in Fort Payne, Alabama. Thank you, Mike, and thank you for listening on GCN Live. And Mike is the owner of a great radio station, WFPA, which actually broadcasts the morning editions of this show on Saturdays and Sundays. So thank you very much for doing that, Mike, and for filling in for me from time to time along with Mark Evans. But right now, let's go out to California and bring forth the man himself, the man simply known as Motorman. Motorman, welcome back to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Very good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Hanging in there. And really excited to have you on board here. I love automotive television. I've been watching a lot of the auctions of late. And I have a number of shows that I'm a big fan of. And, of course, Motorman is right there at the top of the list. And this might be putting you on the spot. And if you care not to answer, it's okay. But is there any other television show out there in addition to your own wonderful show that has a special place in your heart?
Special place in my heart. Well, there's a couple of different things the way I would answer that. Number one, like you, I'm like everybody else that geeks out on those auction programs. Like, I love watching to see the results. And I actually go so far as to, I watch the live streams from the auctions themselves. Like, you and I both know David Gooding, who puts together an amazing auction. He does a live stream on his website, and I am the geek that sits in front of my computer for like 4 hours and watches his entire broadcast. And like, some of the stuff that came up in Scottsdale, there were some crazy numbers, but believe it or not, there looked to be a couple of bargains. Like, there were a couple of mid-year Corvettes that I was angry I wasn't there. Granted, I would have taken your checkbook to buy them, but there were a couple of, like, there was a 63 split window that I thought was a bargain for about $100,000. It was a Fuelie, it was beautiful condition, nice color. You know, I was going to call our mutual friend Dave Kennedy to pick it up for us.
Absolutely. Dave was out there doing all of his fine reporting for Automobile Magazine and Auto Week Magazine, of course, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. And that brings up a story that you told me via email, and perhaps we can share it on air. Dave Kitty, esteemed automotive journalist, I understand, played a major role in launching your television career. Tell us about that.
He very much did. This is someone answering your earlier question, but telling you the story. So the other show that I used to watch, I actually used to live in England, Bob. I think you know this about me. I lived there for 3 years, and I used to watch Top Gear when it first started in 2002, before it was a big deal. And I loved the show back then. But I was in technology. I was a guy, I had a 15-year career in technology, working at Apple Computer, Prodigy Internet.
Wow.
And then I got into the mobile internet, building like apps like for Major League Baseball and CBS and guys like that. But I always knew, like, I wanted to get into entertainment, specifically comedy, but I always loved cars. Well, I got to know Dave Kinney by going to like Barrett Jackson and Gooding and places like that. And he's got a good sense of humor, so we really hit it off. And then one day, I used to live in New York, and that's where I'm from. It's still my home. We were sitting across the table at the then only Shake Shack, which was in Madison Square Park, and it was like one of those silent lunches. And Dave Kinney, you know him, he's older than me, and he looks across the table, breaks the silence, and says to me, "You really need to figure out what the hell you're going to do the rest of your life, because you're going to wake up one day, you're going to be 50, and you're not going to know where the hell the time went." And I went into a dark period for a month. I was anxious and freaking out the entire month, but you know what? Dave Kinney was right. And 2 months later, I moved to L.A. The next day, I was on stage telling jokes, and I started working my way up to bigger clubs like the Comedy Store and the Improv. Then I got offered a writing gig. That turned into another writing gig, which turned into Moto Man, which is what I do today.
That's fantastic. What a great story.
So if Dave hadn't said that to me, we would not be talking right now.
That's fantastic. And for those of us who have fantasized about being a stand-up comedian and being on some of those great stages that you have graced, what is that experience like? I mean, is it, many comedians I've talked with say at first it's downright scary. What were some of your personal
experiences? For me, it was a bit different because I was always the guy at those technology companies. I was the guy that was sent to do the public speaking. I was the guy that was always sent to do, like, the panel discussion. And I got to tell you, Bob, that was my most favorite experience, was to actually go and do public speaking. But it was not really telling jokes. I mean, I was joking around, but I was talking about tech, which was kind of boring, and I made it interesting because I related it to people. And that's what comedy is like. You're going up, you're telling a story, but for it to really resonate with an audience, you need to make it relatable. So you can imagine when I do stand-up today, I don't go up and tell stories of, oh my God, I drove a 12-cylinder, 600-horsepower Mercedes-Benz twin-turbo coupe. No one relates to that. That is not funny to most people.
Only you and I relate to that.
Exactly. But if I turn it around to a story of, I drove a car, and it reads the heat signal signatures of animals and people and then shoots beams of light from Swarovski crystals, that's funny because it's true and it's relatable and it's ridiculous.
It is. All of the above. You're absolutely correct. And with a ridiculous price tag as well. But it's a beautiful vehicle. And for all of our friends listening at in Atlanta and Mercedes-Benz listening on WCFO, keep sending those beautiful vehicles to Bob Long and Motor Man. And if you want to just leave
Bob,
one,
I still dream of that car. They gave us a stunning dark green.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today. We're live all across North America. We so appreciate you being with us in this hour of the broadcast. Right now, we're going to shine the spotlight on Mazda, and in particular, Mazda Motorsports. And it's always a pleasure to have this gentleman joining us live on the line. I've known him for many, many years. Years ago, he used to be one of the head guys at Nissan in the public relations area, but when Nissan made their big move to Tennessee from Southern California, Dean Case decided to stay in Southern California, and in doing so, he has gone on to create a wonderful career for himself, representing many clients, including Mazda Motorsports, where he is communications officer. Dean, how are you today?
Thanks so much for being here.
Not too bad, dealing with some technical problems on the studio end and a tooth problem on the personal end. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks, Dean, but thank you so much for your time here today. Why don't we begin by reminding folks something that I always love to bring up, and that's the fact that each and every weekend here in North America, there are more Mazdas being raced than any other brand, and it's not even close. Tell our listeners about that factoid.
Well, it is true. I mean, if you go up to any given parking lot, and we're kind of that 2% niche player. You know, we've got some Mazda 3s and 6s out there and CX-5s and all those, but you know, we're pretty small potatoes compared to some of the bigger players. That you go out to an FCCA or NASA club race, and we outnumber the combined efforts of Toyota, Nissan, and Honda. I mean, we are the 800-pound gorilla in club racing, thanks in large part due to 27 years of Miata on the road, and plus Mazda 3s, old RX-7s, and a few other cars out there, but by and large, you know, the Miata has become the dominant player in grassroots motorsports for the past two decades.
And again, something that many of our listeners may not be aware of, the Miata, or the MX-5 as it's called in other parts of the world, is the best-selling roadster of all time, and it was actually suggested to Mazda executives by a journalist by the name of Bob Hall, and the rest is history, Dean.
Yeah, well, I was actually lucky enough to be there my first go-around with Mazda in the late 80s. I worked with Bob Hall, and I worked on the original Miata program, and yeah, he was a journalist who had spent some time with Auto Week and Motor Trend and a few other publications before Mr. Yamamoto invited him to join the product line department of Mazda. And so the original origins of the Miata, and we use the terms interchangeably, MX-5 and Miata in the U.S. I mean, globally it's MX-5, but you can't really, we don't want to dispute when customers love the Miata name. We love it too. But the car really has its roots in America. Bob Hall, Mark Jordan, Jim Kilborn, a bunch of these guys who worked on the original concept and design, they pitched it to the guys in Japan, and Japan, you know, was a little bit skeptical at first because at the time, no one was selling successfully two-seat roadsters.
That's true, and what a remarkable hit it has been both here in the U.S., in North America, and all around the world. Let's talk about the racing side of the equation. Dean, bring us up to speed. What's new with the MX-5 Cup for 2016?
Well, there's all four generations, and the nomenclature, the shorthand from the enthusiasts, is NA, NB, NC, and ND for the four generations. We launched the new car, the ND, last year, and for the first time ever, it'll be in 2016 racing exclusively in our MX-5 Cup series, which we've been running for a decade with the previous generation cars. So this year, all new cars. And we are doing turnkey race cars. We commissioned Long Road Racing to do the final preparation on them. And we started accepting orders in October. We've received over 80 deposits. We've delivered quite several dozen cars. and we expected our first race the end of April, we're going to have 40-plus cars on the grid for the first MX5 Cup race of 2016. It's going to be really amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit of an inside scoop here. Who did the development work on the race car?
Well, if you follow any of your listeners who follow Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge, they remember Freedom Autosport. Well, the kind of the backbone on the technical side for Freedom Autosport over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years had been long road racing. Glenn Long and his son Tom, they have won races in all generations of Miata. And Tom Long, who's actually one of the factory Mazda drivers in the prototype, was the first non-Mazda employee to ever drive the new ND over in Japan. He went over there and immediately broke the lap record on the test track. And they were commissioned to develop the race car version. And we start out with a pure street car. And it's easier if you see how assembly plants run these days. You know, we didn't really have the capacity to build, you know, partially finished cars with no paint, no sound deadening, whatever. So these are completed cars that are shipped from Japan over to long road racing and then turned into race cars. We pull off the stuff that's not needed and then weld in the appropriate FIA-approved roll cage, add in some enhanced suspension bits, change the exhaust, change the ECU, and a few other things. But it is very, very much a production-based race car.
That's fantastic. Dean Case is with us, communications officer for Mazda Motorsports, for Mazda North American Operations. If you've got a question, we've got a number. It's 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, we have that available to you not only live here, but also anytime whenever you're listening to this broadcast. If you have a question for Dean, you can email us up at bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, and whether you're listening in podcast form or archive form, we love hearing from you guys, and any questions I will pass along to Dean, so don't worry about it. You can participate even if you're not hearing our broadcast right now live as we speak. Let's continue to talk about the racing efforts here by Mazda, and one other item I should bring up is the fact that not only is racing truly part of the DNA, it's a kind of a term that's thrown around a lot these days, Dean, but certainly when you look at the brand Mazda, I mean, racing is very much a part of the DNA of the brand Mazda. It's very much a part of the styling of Mazda. It's also very much a part of the DNA of many executives. Case in point, certainly, Robert Davis, one of the senior executives there at Mazda, he races himself. When we come back on the other side, we'll have you address those issues, and we'll talk more about the MX-5 Cup for 2016. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London, Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
We still appreciate you joining us each and every week at this very same time. And again, welcome to all of our great affiliate stations from coast to coast, border to border. Everybody listening around the world via GCNlive.com as well. Still to come in this half hour, we're going to do our best to get Don Jones on with us. He is the CEO of the Old Car Guys. And an expert in restoration, and we always look forward to his appearances on the program. And Dean Case is a gentleman that we're going to have on a lot more often in the last couple of years. I've been a little bit negligent in getting Dean on a more regular basis, so we're going to ramp up our efforts here and get Dean back into the mix on a much more regular basis. Dean is communications officer for Mazda Motorsports and Mazda's North American operations. We're telling you all about the MX-5 Cup for 2016, and he's been telling us a little bit about the history of the Miata as well. And before we talk a little bit about folks building their own racing machines rather than buying the turnkey vehicles that you've got out there, Dean, I just would love to get your thoughts on the overall racing being a part of the DNA of Mazda, the styling of Mazda, the feel of Mazda, and those roots run deep, as Robert Davis, one of the senior executives, is a good case in point there. I mean, he's a racer himself.
The roots go deep, and they also go high. Robert's the senior vice president, and he's been a long-term time club racer. His team, Robert Davis Racing, he teams up with the Mothers brothers, Jim and Dennis Holloway from Mothers Polishes, and they've been racing for at least 15 years, I think, as a team, because they were a longtime team when I joined in 2006. And they take their racing very seriously, but they don't take themselves that seriously. They're out there to have a good time. As soon as the green flag drops, it's every man for himself. But, you know, in the pits, they'll help other competitors and everything. It's a really great atmosphere. But it really kind of permeates within the company. We've got designers like Ken Sayward, who are designing cars, who actively club race. Jeremy Barnes, races a spec Miata. So it's all over the company, including the guys in Japan. We've got executives in Japan racing. So it's, we are this hardcore enthusiast company. You know, we're not selling consumer products. We're selling cars, and we're selling fun cars. And if you, if the car is fun, you want to race it.
Absolutely. And I know you've got those turnkey race cars ready to go, but how about for the regular guy or girl out there, is it still possible for racers to build their own vehicle here in 2016, Dean?
Well, yeah, it is. It all depends on what class you're going for. We made a conscious decision with the MX5 Cup to make sure it's equal for everybody. But, you know, not all teams have the same resources. And if you're just, let's say, a father and son team who wants to go racing, if you can buy the identical car that the biggest team can race, you're going to be more competitive than if you have to build it your own and you don't have that 20 years worth of history and knowledge. And so we've done it, one, to keep costs down, because as soon as you open up the rule book, it drives costs up. And so we made a decision that for the health of the series and the economics for the racers, turnkey race cars is the way to go for the first year in MX5 Cup. But that's not to say that, you know, someone can't buy an ND and build it to their own level that they want for SCCA or NASA. We're not saying you can't do that. We welcome and encourage that. We have a great parts support program and some great guys on the phone to help you with it. But for MX5 Cup, there's no one-off build. Every one of the cars will be built in the identical manner.
Let's talk about something that some folks may not be familiar with. How did you select BFG and Rays? For those of our listeners who may not understand what I'm asking you, why don't we begin by having you explain that, and then you can tell us a little bit about that selection process.
Well, here again, with the spec series, it's all about keeping everything identical. So we're going to have one, you don't have a choice of tires. So you're going to be one tire supplier, one wheel supplier, one brake supplier. All that will be spec. And the great thing, due to the success of our series for the past 10 years, we had a long list of companies who submitted components to be tested and evaluated. They wanted to be a part of us. And ultimately, we had, I think, 8 different wheel companies and 7 or 8 different tire companies submit tires. And we selected BF Goodrich Tires and Rays Engineering Wheels as the best of the best. And when I say that, though, I want to clarify, it's not with a spec series, you don't have to have the absolute highest performance. You have to have great performance at an affordable price and something that's enjoyable to drive. And we test the first race we did with the cars, even though the series hasn't began. Robert Davis, as a matter of fact, you know, here it ties back to employees and everything. We had a Mazda employees versus dealers race at within the Thunderhill 25-hour. So these cars, which are designed for a 45-minute race, their first race ever was 25-hour. And one of the greatest things that came out of that race was a bunch of it was in the pouring rain, and every driver who got out after driving in the rain with the BF Goodrich rain tires was just saying, this car is magic in the rain. And a lot of that goes to the credits of the BF Goodrich tires. And so it's finding everything that matches perfectly. So it's not, you know, just selecting something based on the numbers. It's also about the feel and knowing what companies are committed to helping promote the series and our drivers.
So true, Dean. Let's take a look here for 2016, the MX5 Cup Series. What are the car counts looking like here as we're on Valentine's Day? I can't believe it. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. But what are the counts looking like?
Right now, it looks like we're going to have at least 40 cars at the opening race. That could be as high as 50, because The way we've done it is the cars are also eligible to run in FCCA T3 for club racing as well as in NASA. So we expect that some racers who are getting their cars mainly to go club racing will do one or two of the MX-5 Cup races. But we have right now commitments from 40 cars to run the entire year. So I think we've got at least 40, and that could get as high as 50, and we'll see. I mean, towards the end of the year, there may be some teams who are going to be testing the waters at the end of 2016 with an eye on 2017. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're over 50 cars by the end of the year.
That's remarkable. Myself, I haven't had the opportunity to get behind the wheel for a week. I love getting the week-long loan from manufacturers. To me, that's the best way for a journalist to really get a feel for it, to run around, do your errands, go to work, and do everyday things. And I'm looking forward to getting behind the wheel of the new generation Miata, but I'm curious about the previous generation, which was a wonderful vehicle, particularly living in Boston up until recently. Loved the retractable hardtop convertible variant, and I know that was a big success for you guys in the Northeast as well as in the Midwest and in other areas of the country. I know my former alumnus at Motor Trend, Mr. News himself, in Detroit, Todd Lassa, I know that he and his wife own one, and they love that vehicle. But what about those previous generation cars? Will they still be allowed to race, or is this strictly for the all-new generation?
Well, the MX-5 Cup will be for the all-new generation, but we have to think of our customers out there, people who've invested money into an MX-5 race car of any generation, where can they race it? So all the cars that ran the previous generation, the folks over Pirelli World Challenge have adjusted the rule a little bit. So their TCA, Touring Car A Class, is a perfect place to slot in. So you're going to see a bunch of the previous NC cars from MX-5 Cup racing in Pirelli World Challenge this year. And we expect the car counts there to step up considerably. I would not be surprised to see 10 or more of those cars competing with Pirelli World Challenge. Or you can run FCCA T4. So there's absolutely
a place to run.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. That's working. Don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for joining us here.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We got Don Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys in the On Deck Circle. We'll have a brief visit with Don momentarily, but we're wrapping up here with Dean Case, Communications Officer for Mazda's Motorsport side of the fence, Mazda North American Operations. And again, if you have a question for Dean, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. So we have determined that the MX-5 Cup for 2016 is going to be solely focused on the all-new generation model, which I think is a wise move. And the big question that we haven't answered, Dean, is when will the schedule be announced? When are we going to be able to tell folks?
Hopefully in a day or so. That we've announced verbally to our racers we're going to start the season April 29th, May 1, that weekend with the IMSA program at Mazda Raceway. So we're going to have our first race weekend at our home track. The season will conclude at Road Atlanta at Petit Le Mans. In between, we're going to be going to Road America, VIR, and, you know, a couple of iconic tracks. We're just a couple of them. We know what the final schedule is, but until the contracts are signed, you know, the T's are crossed, the I's dotted, we can't announce. But we'll hopefully have that on as early as Tuesday to announce. So go to MazdaMotorsports.com. I'll send you the information, Bob, so you can post it to your website. But we've got a great schedule for this year. It'll be six weekends, all doubleheaders.
Fantastic. Well, Dean, we're going to get you back on a much more regular basis. It's been way, way too long, my friend. And definitely keep in touch. Shoot me emails. Let me know what's going on. And we'll get you back on with us in the next few weeks. How's that sound?
That sounds great, Bob. Always have fun talking with you on the radio.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We move from Dean Case from Mazda Motorsports to the gentleman with the wonderful and exploding company called theoldcarguys.com. I met this gentleman when he first launched this website, and since that time, it has just blown up. And he's joining us live right now from just outside of St. Louis, Missouri. It's my pleasure to welcome Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real well, Bob. Another great day here in St. Louis. We probably have a half an inch of snow to dig ourselves out of this morning.
Well, not too bad. Overall, how's the winter been in St. Louis compared to other years?
Well, luckily, the last couple of years I've been able to escape to southern Florida, so I've been able to escape the very, very severe winters. This winter up here hasn't been that bad. We get these week-long cold spells, and all of a sudden it goes back up to 60 degrees. And I think it's going to be 48 tomorrow. Well, backing up a little bit, it was 7 yesterday as a low. And then I think by Monday it's 48. By next Friday it's going to be 70. And hopefully that'll be kind of a kickoff to an early spring.
Yeah, well, ironically, of course, I'm from Boston. I've only been down here in Florida for a couple of years. The first 2 years, the Florida January and February was just spectacular, very warm and just gorgeous. But for Florida, it has been quite chilly. So it seems like the rest of the country has gotten a break, and the Florida folks who like the heat, they have gotten the short end of the stick, at least so far this year. I got a couple of questions on a story we did recently with you here on Auto World, and that's about the Chevrolet 235 engine. Don, from time to time, will shine the spotlight on a particular power plant and tell us his thoughts and do a little history lesson. And got an email question here, and it's an email question from Darren, and Darren is listening in Oregon, and Darren is actually looking to rebuild an older Chevrolet. He doesn't say specifically what year it is. He kind of alludes to late 40s, early 50s, but he doesn't nail it down specifically. And I know last week you were saying that the basic 235 Chevrolet V8 engine, which was introduced back in 1941, is a good fit for a lot of vehicles, perhaps for this gentleman in Oregon.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, it's what you want the car to become or what you want the car to stay as. If you're working something in the late 40s, early 50s, the only engine that you could have gotten in those years would be a six-cylinder engine. For a long time, the largest engine was an 80 horsepower 216. Was what they call a Babbitt engine. It was very low horsepower, didn't have a very long lifespan. What I recommend, even for the old cars, unless you're doing something extremely original, go with an after 1954 235. It looks quite a bit the same as the 216 in the earlier 235s. The biggest difference on appearance is the location of the screws or the hold downs for the valve cover. The early engines, there were two of them in the center, front and back on the valve cover. And later, I think there were, four or six bolts, little 7/16 head bolts and washers that held it down. The reason for going after the 54 is because it was the high oil pressure. Higher oil pressure, the engine was able to lubricate itself better, had a longer lifespan, and of course you picked up an extra about 50 horsepower with those later engines. And then what happens is I see these guys with these old 40s, and they get out on the highway, and they're barely able to do 45 miles an hour, but after putting that bigger engine in the newer engine, they're able to maintain lower highway speeds, speeds of 65, 70 miles an hour, which are very easy for that engine to do.
Very cool, and some great advice. And another question to follow up on Don's 235 piece, and this one comes from the other side of the country. This one comes all the way from Maine. The gentleman in Maine is got an interesting name. His name is Maynard, and he's in Maine, and he wants to know, Don, how much does a 235 cost these days?
Well, first of all, Maynard, I've got a fellow up in Maine that can find you that engine. A guy by the name of Tom, you get his number off my website. Those engines are really, really inexpensive. I've seen rebuildable engines on the internet for as low as $200. It's very easy to get one that'll run decent in the neighborhood of $500. And I've seen racing versions, rebuilt or remanufactured racing versions of the 235 going in the neighborhood of $2,500 to $3,500. Which is really not an awful lot of money to put into a very good engine. And those modified engines probably putting out 200, maybe 250 horsepower. It's very comparable to the small block early Chevrolets of the early 50s and probably even of the early 60s.
Excellent. Before we go any further, before we run out of time here, I want to make sure and remind everybody to visit Don's website. It's theoldcarguys.com. Of course, he's on Facebook and all over the social media as well. But most importantly, the telephone number. Don actually answers his own phone. How do you like that?
Right. Yes. Area code 314-306-7507. Just ask for Don. Actually, just I'll be telling you who I am. Just give me a holler, and if you're looking for a part or got a question, I'll be glad to help you out.
Great. And just curious, my fellow radio talk show host friend, he's an auto mechanic. I am not. His show is geared towards automotive repair. But I know you've been talking to my pal Bobby Likas.
I just got an email from him. I found a few cars that I've eliminated already because I didn't deem them to be meeting the criteria. There's a car in Indianapolis, Indiana, that I'm going to gather the information and probably send that down to him. If I can get to it, I'll try to do it today. A lot of these dealers out there, you have to be careful of. So we're trying to make sure we're doing a good job for our client.
Absolutely. Don, quick visit today. We'll talk with you again real soon. Thank you for your time.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.